nervously, and I feel like that's created some more motivation to get another one. So this race is a rough fact. You can put yourself in the front row, and that gives you a great opportunity to not have to stress about the duels. And then if you're not a group in the front row, you've got to race the duels and understand what your crew has and try to keep it one piece. So it's a process throughout the week, and then obviously Sunday is about positioning yourself as the stages go along. And really, like I said, the last 20 laps of the race, essentially. So it's just a process. You know, really can't think too far about it. I'm not thinking about Sunday at all. Yeah, but just try to get through tonight. Check the box if I need to have a good laugh at all. Yes and no. Like, this crew has a lot of drag, so with that comes lower speeds and more downforce. So this crew doesn't really require as much handling, but it's still good. But if we were back with the old surface or with the old Gen 6 car, that would be something around quite a bit. But this car is pretty stuck to the track here. It's our relative though. I mean, I think that the cars are going to get more and more trimmed out as the teams get smarter, so we're probably going to have something a little bit more unique this year than we've seen in years past with the way it is. Doesn't affect us at all. I mean, practice here is so. It's like such a facade, really. Like, you're not around enough cars, there's not enough energy in the pack to really know what the car's going to do. So, the duel is your best practice. Like, that's what everyone's at 10 tenths. The thing about practice in the speedway is, like, especially if you're going out drafting, like, guys are pulling one and off the track, so the energy's changing every lap. And that's not really conducive to what the race is like. So, the duels are best chance to learn, and then really, like, maybe some laps on Friday, you might learn a little bit here and there, but you're only going to learn mostly at the duels and then obviously at the race on Sunday. Yeah. It is sweet. You know, the funniest thing about that is I look over next to my bus right when I got back from practice, and it's only this bus. So I didn't even realize that when I got here, but that's pretty neat to have it. Traveler champion like that next to you in the bus lap, and then you have some race on the racetrack. So, yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, I mean, it just shows kind of the momentum of the sport, really. I feel like we went, you know, through a dip where we didn't really have a lot of open drivers or people trying to make the race, and now we're back to having a few more. So, it's awesome. It's good that it's quality cars, and I'd be excited, you know, to look and see what's going on. I gotta understand, you know, the system and kind of how it all works, because apparently there's a lot of guys left in, but I gotta understand who's still in the bubble to kind of watch that race when I'm not racing myself. I don't have any awareness of that. I mean, for me, if I'm on the racetrack, I'm just going to jump in, but. Yeah, if they're like racing in the other duel, or if they can either grow up with that. Yeah. It does, yeah, right? Yeah, I was looking forward to this week. It's kind of like a little bit of a spring break. Like, you're down here forever. Yeah, we're going to have some obligations, but I enjoy it because it's a nice lead in. Versus like the crash is so sudden, and you're in such a different environment without the crashes or even the cooler. So it's this race gives you a chance to kind of settle in, get your stuff acclimated, and then you get to run after that. side effect that I was worried about was that I didn't get enough to do, and what that would feel like, but it's also been great, so I feel bad, but, yeah, I mean, just the trophy itself is such a historic trophy, and it's unlike any other one I've had, yeah. I feel like for me it was honestly the success we had after my throughout the year on drafting tracks where I felt like we were close to the front. So it wasn't instant per se, but as soon as we had continued to have a good year on drafting tracks, I felt like that built some confidence. Just kind of moving around. That's a great question. I think that with tech the way it is now, like having a band on the race car, it's one of the greatest workouts that I did throughout my week. So, I think that it's, you've already elevated, you're in this kind of ISO position, which nowadays with yoga and everything that people are doing, they understand how difficult that is to kind of fight the G-forces and really hold yourself in that position. And you're making micro adjustments all the time. So, I think that 10 years ago, it was like, drivers aren't athletes, but if you're not an athlete nowadays, you're going to have a tough time. So, it's just the nature of these drivers and how kind of rigid they've gotten and how close the racing is. How fast? Like, outside the racetrack? I'm not a super fast driver, unless I'm in a hurry, so, I try to keep it. No, it's different for me, like, on the road. I'm a pretty chill driver. I like to have my music going, and I like to just be aware of my surroundings. Yeah. So, I don't exactly remember us thinking about that. They showed me a picture of it on a frame, but I think it was pretty much 90% there. So, credit to those guys. I mean, they did a great job, and the designers and everybody. So, it looks awesome. I'm really glad about it. I think that's our race car should look. Yeah, I feel like in the summer, it's just kind of weird because you're so in the middle of your season, your foot's so bad. Feeling like you're there, being back from forever, you definitely feel special. Just have that excitement, genuine joy for the race. So I think I'm just excited for. Just the nature of the race, you know. I think for me, I don't really focus on that aspect, but it's just the nature of the event, and I feel like it makes it exciting. It's not a huge deal. I mean, I think that this season's really long, but I'd like for us just to continue to improve. You know, I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, you want to get a win early. It takes some pressure from the outside, but really you continue to strive for more. So, you know, sometimes you don't see the champion really get hurt until, you know, second half of the year. I'm not saying that's the right formula, but I'm just saying that you've got to be consistent throughout the year. Try to win, you know, every week. So, that's our goal. We're not really thinking about trying to make a statement or anything like that. It's just trying to go out there and execute every week. Yeah, it does. It does. Like, you know when you're stepping into a really nice looking race car and something that you're proud of. So, and also the attention and the craft with my guys and how much effort they put into the race car. So, it does affect, for me personally, it affects, you know, how I feel getting in the race car. Obviously, what's up in the helmet on is what it is. But I think that having a good looking race car, having a car that, you know, that your guys put a lot of effort into, that means a lot. Well, I don't really think about the history. There's so many things, so many boxes to check as this week goes. I mean, we obviously might be a great football, you know, after the race is over, but right now it's just so many things to get to that point. So just thinking about what my process is to get to the end on Sunday. Thank you. Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think, Intermediate Sports has so much history as it is. And I feel like they just added another win and just be more to that. So, I'm excited for the week.